JK3 is in. Congressman Joe Kennedy will challenge incumbent U.S. Senator Ed Markey in next year's Democratic primary. WBUR has confirmed that Kennedy will make a formal announcement this Saturday in East Boston. He'll become the third Democrat challenging Markey's bid for a second full U.S. Senate term. WBUR's Kimberly Atkins confirmed the story and joins us now from Washington with more. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Bob.
So it was almost 3 weeks ago that Kennedy confirmed he was considering this challenge to Ed Markey. What's he been doing in the time since to set this stage?
Well, he's been talking to people in Massachusetts, gauging support for this run. For example, last weekend, he was at the state Democratic convention talking to folks there. And he's also released some policy proposals via video on social media. He talked about eliminating the filibuster, imposing term limits on Supreme Court justices, and abolishing the Electoral College. So that's a clue that he's going to be running on a message of structural change.
So what do you think his reasons are for making the decision to run now?
Well, one is to clear the field. There are already two Democratic challengers to Ed Markey, Shannon Liss Reardon and Steve Pemberton. So he might be making that move there. And he's making this announcement in East Boston. Of course, that's where his great-great-great-grandparents settled when they immigrated to the United States from Ireland. So I think that's a sign that he's going to focus on immigration, among other things.
So tell us about Senator Markey's initial reaction to word that Kennedy was considering a challenge and to the decision to actually do it.
Yeah, so Markey's senior campaign advisor, John Walsh, released a statement that focused on the fact that Markey, he says, has been fighting on the front lines on issues like lowering drug prices for seniors and expanding opioid treatment and creating green jobs. Walsh said, in part, elections are about choices, and Ed looks forward to spending the next 14 months campaigning every day to show the people of Massachusetts why he's the right choice.
What about Democratic Party leaders in Massachusetts? How much is a challenge for this internal fight to them?
Yeah, well, it will force them to choose. Markey has already gotten ahead of the game when it comes to endorsements. Most of the Massachusetts delegation is backing him, including Senator Elizabeth Warren. And he also has the backing of Mayor Marty Walsh. So Kennedy will have to catch up in that area.
All right. As we've noted in the past, Kennedy and Markey appear relatively united on many issues, both viewed as progressives. But what about the differences? It's more than their ages. Markey is, of course, 73, and Kennedy is 38.
Yes. So age is the most obvious difference. And this race will be more about generational change than anything. And yes, they are both progressives. But if anything, Markey is to Kennedy's left, which is why we've seen him really play up his progressive credentials recently. And that's why Kennedy has been focusing on those structural changes I talked about as a way to distinguish himself from Markey.
Kimberly, how much might this race be like the primary defeat 2 years ago of longtime Massachusetts Congressman Mike Capuano by now Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley? How similar is this, a young face going up against a longtime Washington figure?
Well, it's similar in that Markey is very popular, as Capuano was, and he is a progressive. There's not a lot that separates them in terms of issues, just like there wasn't that much that separated Capuano from Ayanna Pressley. But it will be different. In that district, in the 7th district, it had undergone a lot of changes in recent decades, became more diverse, and voters found Pressley to be a better fit. This is a statewide race. So they're going to have to pitch it differently. And Joe Kennedy is not a Washington outsider as Pressley was. And that's why Markey is really playing up the support he has from progressives like Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who endorsed Markey in a video message. Let's hear part of what she said.
He knows exactly what communities need to be centered. He knows about the issues of our time. And he's not just resting on his record of the past, but he's aggressively pursuing an agenda for the future. And that's what a progressive, and that's what progressivism is all about. Ed Markey, I know, is one of the strongest progressives that we have in the United States Senate.
And of course, Ocasio-Cortez is the co-sponsor of the Green New Deal with Markey. It's also worth noting she's the youngest member of the House, which helps Markey on that issue of generational change.
So, Kimberly, last question, quick answer. Who has the leg up here, the longtime incumbent U.S. senator or the congressman who's going to challenge him? Initially, what do you think?
Yeah, well, early polls show that Kennedy has a pretty good lead over Markey, despite the fact that Markey has been in Massachusetts politics for more than four decades. Kennedy also has the name of a very popular political family. That works to his benefit, but it could also hurt him, too. There have already been folks wondering why Kennedy is running, if there's a reason other than the fact that he's a Kennedy.
WBUR Washington reporter Kimberly Atkins, thanks a lot this morning.
Good to talk to you.